Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Can we just acknowledge something that would never, ever be acknowledged on this program when Zulak and Bertrand be in?
I don't know if you want to do this, McCarthy.
I'm going to do it. Josie, not very good.
Oh, boy.
Not a very good song. Turn it down. Turn this crap down.
There you go, T-Bone. Drown that noise out.
This ain't Born to Run.
What the hell is this?
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Turn his mic off.
My show, bro.
I don't want to lose your love tonight.
This is great. Nobody can hear it, but Kate Mac.
Feels good. Sounds good, huh?
Good song. Did change my life when I was 8.
It is a good song. And this is where McCarthy becomes particularly insufferable.
Yeah.
Is he cannot separate his own opinion from something which is just empirically correct.
I think
this is a good pop rock song.
Yeah.
It's catchy. It's hooky. It's well produced.
People like it. Makes you happy.
You don't like it, but that doesn't mean it's not good.
I think he does like it. Your mic's still off, so shut up. You can sit in there and just let him talk into the dead mic. He's got to have the negative take on everything.
That's
like his new name is McTakey.
McTakey, yes.
There's a negativity that
well,
is
we
just
all
really,
have it. You know,
has this started with his podcast? Or?
That's kind of in all our personalities. We all have an opinion pretty much about everything, but yours do seem to weigh on the negative side.
Yeah, angry. You're like angry elf.
Now his mic can go back.
Okay, put it back on.
I would say a healthy cynicism in life is good.
Okay.
But is the song good? Maybe. Is it deserving of a cult following? Maybe not.
People dig it. Why would you undig things people dig?
It is a fine 1980s little pop song. I will grant you that.
It is a good song.
Didn't sound like you liked it when you were you filled in it one day.
Yeah. Well, when you get in that A chair, you kind of get that thing going on. You feel some
like
power.
Full house, right?
Yeah. No, it can consume you. It can consume you.
I'm trying
you.
To use my powers for good. Let's try another one here. If you could have, there's a certain pop song that I enjoy, Jim, from the band Hanson.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Mm-bop. No. Bop.
Love it.
Mbop. Mbop. What would you say about Mbop?
I like Mbop.
Is it a good song?
How long is it total?
Not great.
Is 3 hours and 40 seconds
of
fun.
But is it a good little pop song?
Excuse me.
Incorrect. It is a good song.
It's a great one. I think of Alan driving down the road with that freaking giraffe in the back seat and the head gets taken off.
When this
There's
kicks
nothing
in.
Nothing better than this on a summer day.
Mbop.
Makes you happy.
Kind of get you swaying a little bit.
I'm a sucker for major keys, too. So this you know, kind of speaks to me on a molecular level.
Yeah. You're just thinking of those two kids, silly kids, one playing the drums. Just got my skateboard, long hair, having fun. That's a California kid.
See, this is where you show growth and potential as a human being. If you can identify something that you don't like, but still admit that it is good.
Just don't be a dick and say, I like it. This is great.
A little guitar riff in the background. Nah.
Alt's thinking of throwing it on. 96.9, Baby Beat Nuts Q-Tip. They'd put it on in the morning.
I think the Josie take is kind of a shot at Zoe, because it's not really a cult. It's a cult following for Zoe and the song. It's not just the song.
Shut up, Jim!
Now, this is pop done right. This is pop.
This is a good song. Whether you like it or not.
This may be our best musical day in weeks.
Good stuff.
Hey, put the windows down. Don't worry, Dad. Don't put them up. I don't care if that vibrating noise drives your kids crazy in the back. Let's box on.
Let's check in on Mike in Charlestown, see if he Charleston, if he's woken up yet. Mike, you with us? Nope, still asleep. Okay, I'm gonna.
He died.
Yep, I'm gonna put him back on hold. No, now I've seized the whole keyboard. All right, so feel free to comment on any of these matters, whether or not McCarthy is right in his opinions on anything. Adrian Claiborne announcing he's been released by the Patriots, and Major League Baseball rules. We'll be getting up to. We'll be getting on those here in a few minutes.
So yes, driving in today, called Jim as I do each and every day, like sort of a pre-conference call prior to our conference call.
Yeah,
and Jim said something interesting because since we're on TV now, NBC Sports Boston, can see us across the country.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching us. Turn my mic down there. Turn my headphones down.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, since we've been on TV so much and since that camera in there in the corner shows the producer's booth on the inside where Jim, the intern from URI, and T-Bone, the Friars, PC Friars basketball mascot, sits in the back corner. There's been sort of a problem since we've got on TV. Jim, what's the problem since we've been on TV?
You didn't say it was a problem.
Well, it's sort of a hassle, not a problem. Maybe
you just said people must be watching us on TV because I got recognized at the gym again, third time.
You did?
No.
Tom.
Oh, Tom did.
Yeah, the Friar mascot.
Well, Tom is an identifiable human thing.
From the side.
Mm. Right.
I mean, look at him. Seen him front on. He can't turn his neck.
He's got a unique physique, right?
Yeah, it's called wound tight.
He's very muscular. He's a good-looking kid.
Looks like Tebow.
It's the head.
Yeah.
Got an enormous head. So I
your kids have Legos? You ever notice, like, when you have the little Lego people, like, they don't have a neck, but you can just snap the head on the top?
Right.
Tom's like the human Lego.
Well, he's very muscular. He's got muscular shoulders and muscular chest, and the muscles just kind of creep up, and pretty soon, the neck's gone.
Tom's the type of guy that you could, he'd walk into a chiropractor. Chiropractor said, you turn around, just leave now. I can't crack your neck. You have no neck. I'm not going to put you down on the table. I can't even adjust you. You know, it's all just one. His head is attached to his spinal cord.
Tom, what did the person say to you when they recognized you at the gym this most recent time?
They said, nice head.
No, what did they say?
No, they said, are you on TV? I've been racking my brain trying to figure out where I know you from. I said, yeah. That's it.
Wow.
That was it. That was the third time in this past week, so.
You've been getting more camera
time. Third time by somebody different?
Has he been getting more camera time lately?
Jim must be talking a lot.
Oh, that's it. All right.
It's got to be what it is.
All right. Well, good for you, T-Bone.
Good problem there, Tom.
And thank you for engaging the listeners in such a positive way.
I do talk to him. Way to promote
the show, Tom.
It's not a hassle for me like it is for Zoe. He does not like people. So.
Or Wallach. Wallach is Waldick to
like
so many people.
You've been on me. You ever not stop and talk to people? I never not acknowledge people and they yell me?
No, I think it gets exhausting after a while, though.
If you're Zoe.
We just got to keep moving.
Zoe, you get recognized.
Yeah, but you keep
all
moving.
All the time.
Keep moving.
Right. Does it ever happen with somebody that you actually know back and they're like, hey, Zoe, and you're like, what's up? Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And you're like, no, it's your neighbor. It's me, Bill. That happens.
It happened at Cumberland Farms in Rentham. I walk in. Yeah, you're getting your coffee back. Like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's up, man? You don't like it. Like, hey, what's up? Oh, hey. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you've been us kids. They're playing lacrosse this year. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me buy you that coffee.
Peter wants to disagree about Full House. What is it about you disagree with me on, Peter?
Well, you're both right. I mean, Full House sucks.
Yeah.
But
right.
It's very clear that there was a reboot of it on Netflix, which clearly proves that there's a large contingency of fans.
No, it proves there's a nostalgia market to be tapped into. That's all that proves, Peter. I mean, don't try and tell me that they thought this was such a good show, we got to bring it back. It's not like doing a Sopranos sequel, which they're doing. They're doing that because The Sopranos was an amazing television event.
So they're doing a movie, right?
They're doing a movie, yes. a feature-length film movie, I believe. Like a prequel.
It's a prequel.
Who's playing Tony Soprano?
No, it's a prequel, so younger.
Gandolfini's
kid.
Oh,
like them growing up in the business.
Right.
Now, I don't know if he's playing Tony or if he's playing Tony's father.
No, he's playing Tony, young Tony.
He's playing young Tony.
Gandolfini's kid is playing young Tony.
Wonderful. I hope the kid can.
I want to know who's playing young Paulie Walnuts.
Party. There it is.
I don't know if that's necessary to compare Tom's head to that of a mascot.
Have you ever seen anything creepier than a Providence Friar mascot?
The original one was the Steely McBean.
It is. They took Steely McBean's head and put a priest cloak on it.
Tom's a good-looking guy. Just look at him on camera. Just stare at him for a second, Zoe.
Turn around. Face the camera forward.
For the record, by the way, yeah. Zoe and Beetle both have bigger heads than I do.
Measuring how?
But our bodies are proportional to our
head. Put a hat on.
Okay. Maybe the circumference on the hat rim, but I'm talking like full skull surface area. Can we do that measurement?
How hard is your forehead? Have you ever hammered nails with your forehead?
Yeah.
Like just...
Yeah, all the time.
Just like that, you know? You know what's funny?
That was a good...
You should wear your Bruin, your little baby Bruins hat one day, the one with the yellow brim, like the Donald Duck one, with the beanie on top. I love when he wears that one. It's like the youth hat, but it's really an adult hat. That's why I don't wear a lot of hats. There's one hat I could wear. That's TB12 hat.
Of course.
Because it comes in eight plus.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coincidentally.
Well, it's fitted and it's big.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't look like the bill is too short on me.
All of your calls.
Chris on Twitter, by the way, says the only take I have from when the camera goes into the control room is why is Lanny in there so early?
Because Lanny's
always sitting in the background over here.
Because he wants to have fun before he has to work.
He wants to have fun.
He said, what do you want me to do? I want to come in here for bleeps and giggles because we don't do it too soon.
Before Felger and Matt starts, he wants to have some fun in his day. All right. Everything from what the Patriots will do in the draft to the outfield and the song Your Love, which we call Josie. All of these calls are the ones we're going to take. Coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Now a look at the numbers with the Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Poised to be the overall number one in the NCAA tournament, Virginia gets its ACC tournament going early today. The Cavaliers are 11-point favorites against NC State in the quarterfinals at Charlotte. At the Big East tournament, Providence is a 6-point underdog against Villanova. In the A-10, URI is laying 5 against LaSalle. With the lineups in flux, no early line was posted overnight for the Celtics' home game tonight against Sacramento. Hockey, the Bruins are +105 underdogs tonight at Winnipeg. For the latest odds all the time, visit VSiN.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, let me hear. Okay. First I was afraid, I was petrified. Left thinking I couldn't live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. So you're back, out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Now go.
They took a really happy song. Just turn around now. Made you want to just jump off a bridge.
Welcome. That's kind of what REM does, right?
They're kicking the nuts out of this.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Does it kick in at all, or is the whole...
Now I think this is like the best it gets. You think I'd lay down and die?
No, not I. I will survive. All right.
I like it.
I'm a fan of REM. I'm not a huge fan of this cover of Superman.
Sounds like the other, was it Cake that did one like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did Cake do? I will
survive. They may have done this song.
But like this style.
It's just condescending. Yeah, like, yeah.
Condescending.
Yeah, just Cake. He's going the distance. He's going for
unaffected.
Speed.
Do you want to hear the Midnight Blue crappy recording or no?
No.
Yes. I do.
It's not good. It's not gonna. It's not
just
gonna.
Hold on.
Obscure REM.
Better than the other one. I don't know. Turn off. Terrible. You're right. Terrible. Sorry.
Right. It's a bad recording. I would love to see him do it live.
Oh, my God, yes.
There are so many of these. We could go down a rabbit hole.
Jim Blossoms are coming, right? You guys are going
to
be there?
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about it, but sure. Oh. Yeah. It's kind of a private show thing. You know, it's like...
Oh.
I mean, no, it's not like super secret, but I think bands would rather not have it getting out that they do these things. Let's just call it what it is.
It's like when I saw Elton John or Stones
show.
Private?
Corporate function.
It's a corporate function. It goes against, you know, what some of them would like to do. Maybe they don't care. They got to make a living, right?
Right. Take the check.
And this is how you... They make a living.
Yep.
Elton John will show up and play in your living room. If you got $5 million, just give them enough money. They'll show up. The Stones have done it. Yeah, I don't know if there's a band out there that I can think of who hasn't done it. I've heard stories about these guys doing it. Billy Joel will show up and play piano in your living room for a cocktail party. Seven figures.
Guns N' Roses would be awesome. I live in a...
I'm sure they've done it.
I mean, how many bands play the post-game parties at the Super Bowl like we've seen?
Right.
That's insane.
Right. And those are all private shows, so yeah, it's no big deal.
Well, I've been to the last two at Elton John and the Stones. At the stadium.
And again, they probably don't want it getting out everywhere.
They do after it, not during it. Before it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to your calls now. We're going to get to all of them, starting with Brian in North Attleboro. Go ahead, Brian. What do you got for us?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I wanted to call up and talk to you guys about Andy Isabella. He's a wide receiver out of UMass. I don't know if you guys have done much research on him.
I know he's fast. But, I haven't seen him play. Give me some stuff on him. What do you like about him?
All right. So I talked to somebody that worked with UMass football this past offseason, and a Patriots scout did visit UMass twice. And both times he specifically talked to the coaching staff about Isabella and, like, specifically had his focus on Isabella. And at the combine, he was asked about the Patriots, and he said, yes, like, the Patriots are apparently very high on me. I don't know what you guys think about that, but I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys have to say. So thanks, guys.
I appreciate it. I think he's 5'9". That's what I think about Andy.
Well, you think he looks like Amendola and Edelman.
Yeah. Okay. They've had a lot of success with those guys.
Here's the thing. Like,
he runs a 4.3.
And I mean, well, he can flat out fly.
His arms are 29 and 3/4 inch. So how's that for an arm length?
For a slot guy, that doesn't matter.
Okay.
When a ball's thrown to him, does he catch it in his hands? Because I don't worry about catch radius with slot guys because it's such an accurate quick throw. The bang stuff, the little return stuff, the slants, the spots, the little seams, the duck and deuce. You put it on him.
I feel like he's an outside guy, though, not a slot guy, even though he's smaller.
Well, I think they'd put him in a slot. You know what I mean? You teach it. He seems like with that type of speed and quickness, yeah.
Do they have the ability to appropriate evaluate talent at the wide receiver position in the draft?
Oh, I know. That's a question, obviously.
When was the last time they did it? Okay, you could say that they hit on Malcolm Mitchell and he was hurt and he contributed, but that's a very short list. I mean, you have to go back to Brandon Givens, right?
There's a stud that should be available when they pick and probably be available again in the second round, this kid out of Iowa State. This tall, lanky kid. I think his name's Butler. Kid's pretty freaking good. I watched some tape on him. Yeah, getting ready for the combine stuff. 2 weeks ago? That's a guy that jumps out to me.
Andy Isabella, fearless competitor, packaged in short but compact frame.
Fearless. He'll walk on coals.
Elite short area separation juice to open passing windows.
That's slot.
Sounds like a Patriots receiver to me.
Yep.
Offers he had a good 3-cone drill, too, so that's good.
Yeah, they like that.
Offers added value as punt returner.
It's white, too.
Okay.
What? They always make fun of the Patriots picking up white receivers. Hogan, Slannon, Mendel. That's a joke.
Just let that.
Yeah, we got Jordy Nelson call too, right?
Oh, yeah. Jordy Nelson's out there. He's white. You can pick him up. Yeah.
Can be shoved off root path by solid contact. Now we're into the weaknesses. I'm not doing all of these. Obvious catch radius limitations due to size.
Real quick here, too, with this.
Chronic body catcher.
That's not good. That's Berrios to me.
There you go.
Body catcher means you allow the ball to come into your. chest cavity.
Rolling starts lead to excessive false start penalties. Also
not good. Pluck the ball. I love this. How people on the outside look at the pages and they attack it and they throw that white tag on the receiver. You get all these jokes and people crack on you. And you forget that Troy Brown was a slot receiver. Like, that was the original slot guy
sure,
here.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, but Welker, Edelman, Amendola. Yeah, not the latest. But Troy was the original guy. Nobody better than Troy.
Barbara in Beverly. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, how are you guys?
Really good.
Hi, Barbara.
Good. I just wanted to ask you real quick, did you get a dog? Are you still thinking about getting one?
Tomorrow morning. We go pick her up tomorrow morning. Yep.
Oh, great.
We're going to name her Babs. We're naming her Babs after you. Either Babs or Beverly. We haven't decided which. Yeah.
What kind? Just real quick.
She's a yellow lab. She's an English yellow lab.
Oh, that's good. You won't have the hair problem that I know Zoe must know about with Golden.
You
know what, Barbara? They always say that. I don't care what kind of dog you have, there's always hair.
We're going to have hair everywhere. That's
yeah. Black Hardy's got those nice dark floors, too.
Yes. It won't show.
Those have hair balls in a corner, they build up quickly. Like, hey, did we just have the house clean?
I do it every day, collecting the hair.
Yeah,
but anyway. I hate to do that, but I just wanted to be happy for you to get one.
Thank you.
At any rate, I did want to ask you about the draft. I wanted to ask, do you think there's a tight end available in the draft? Because obviously Gronk's going to need some help if he's going to come back. And the other thing is, do you think that they will let Josh Gordon play?
Do
you think they'll shorten his suspension?
That's a good question.
It's a great question, Barbara. I mean, it's like you're talking about him coming back. He's suspended indefinitely. Right. He's already on suspension indefinitely. When is he coming? There's a chance he may not be allowed back in the league.
His nickname should be Cat, because he had 9 lives. You know, like, how many chance after chance after chance after chance do you get? And I think the fact that it's marijuana and the way people look at marijuana now, and that's why he's getting the new chances. If this started to happen, say 15, 20 years ago, probably be banned for the league the way they banned Pete Rose from baseball for cheating.
So we don't know. What about what about a tight end in the draft, though?
There's a ton of them out there. I mean, you got the 2 kids from Iowa, obviously. There's one from Ohio. Speaking of Iowa State, there's San Diego State has a good tight end. What is their need? What is their draft need right now? I'd say defensive line, tight end, probably receiver.
Okay, let's go to our Chris. Chris in the truck. What do you got, Chris?
Hey, gentlemen. It's more of a kiss-ass phone call anyway, so sub's no.
What's up?
One thing on a Friday, I'm a delivery guy, and during the football season, I know where my day goes just by when Josie plays.
That's right, babe.
Wow.
Also to the fact that we named our daughter Lily, but we almost named her Josie, and my wife put up a fight.
That's awesome. See, now, that's funny you bring that up, because I had a dog named Lily, and Jerry Schlepinski, who is now down in
Miami
is the quarterback's coach. He was the quarterback's coach here along with Josh McDaniels, assistant quarterback's coach. They had their baby, third baby, and they didn't know what to name it, and they named it Josie after the run in 14.
After this, latest kid. After a song about a guy who's cheating on his wife or girlfriend.
So you could suck on that, McCarthy.
We have calls on the board ranging from Bruce Springsteen to Andy Isabella.
It's Friday.
To Las Vegas. We're going to get to all of them.
For people that are big Billy Lanny fans, he's in the control room trying to have a little fun before the Felger and Mass show. So this is where Billy comes in before he wants to blow his brains out from 2 to 6.
Help headlines with Matt McCarthy, and then we'll continue.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh yeah.
Now this is a cover.
I'd snap if I was at the concert and they played this.
I am
Superman, and I can do anything.
Like this McCarthy? Is this okay?
I do. Negative. I like Aria.
Good.
Big fan.
Yeah. Friday. I would think you being a former BCN guy, you'd like, you get sick of this.
This?
No.
Oh,
you can't.
God.
You can't get tired of this. Like, you can't get tired of Mbop, but in a different way. You know what I mean?
Well, number one is from Life's Rich Pageant, which if for an REM fan and you're putting together your top three albums, there's a lot of debate as to what goes first. Everyone's got Life's Rich Pageant somewhere in their top three. It's just the one everybody can agree.
Like 311, you want to shoot yourself in the head. Like that's,
I don't need to hear that ever again.
All mixed up.
I just
what
don't.
What you gonna do?
But this. Come on, shush. All right, back to your phone call, 617-779-0985. Loud on the table with the Patriots. Adrian Claiborne gone.
Hey,
people
thanks.
Have questions about the drafts.
Thanks for calling. Lines are loaded. If you can't get in, keep trying. We'll try
right.
to get you through.
They're totally loaded up right now, but we're going to freeze some up right now as we go to Matt in the car. Go ahead, Matt. What do you think?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, so first off, let's get some business out of the way. Springsteen sucks. All right.
I mean, let's not be ridiculous. I'm not the biggest Bruce guy. He doesn't suck.
Listen. I would put up Your Love by the Outfield.
Right. I would too.
Springsteen song.
You know why? Because he doesn't. You know what he does? He doesn't play the hits.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he just plays it over 4 hours.
No, I don't need a love. I don't need a ballad. Okay, I don't.
No,
that's what we're there for.
I don't need
the
story. I don't need story time. Like it's balls time, and then we're all gonna fall around, and we're all gonna come around like this. And we're going to put on a show, and he goes all night. He's 74.
All right, listen.
He sweats and he drips.
Matt McCarthy thinks Full House sucks. Matt in the car thinks Springsteen sucks. We're all entitled. Go ahead. Keep going, Matt.
That's right. Yeah, so, and you know, you guys are talking about 80s music, Happy Friday music. I think you should put on General Public, Tenderness. That's a big tune.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Anyways.
Which one's that?
I think Patriots, right? So, Zoe, you kind of said it early. You hit it on the head. You know, don't worry about the past right now. This is not their time.
Well, I mean, I understand the worry. You should worry.
Moves.
You should worry. If you care about your team, you should be concerned. There's no doubt. I'm not saying don't do that, but I've learned so many times over the years that they're never done. They're always looking. And this isn't the final product.
It's not.
But there's going to be periods at the beginning of the year where they're going to look like they freaking stink.
I again go back to what Bedard had to say yesterday, which is, you know, he was talking on Felgram as yesterday. He said, look, they're not in cap jail. They're you know, not on cap probation or work furlough, but there are real cap issues with this team right now.
I think there's a lot of caveats, meaning if you go to Hightower, you've got to then go to McCourty, or then you got to go maybe to another veteran guy. You know,
if they bring in a receiver at the cost of like they were looking at for Humphreys or for Golden Tate, you're going to have to do something with Edelman. If you're going to do the right thing, and the Patriots, as crazy as this might sound, they're not opposed to doing the right thing and taking care of their players. They're really not, and they're going to try to, but they also know that that's going to be an issue.
Right.
If they bring in a guy in $9-10 million a year, and Edelman's playing for what he's playing for, and they can't take care of him because of cap issues, that's going to create a problem.
Right.
They don't want problems.
No, but here's the thing.
It's like Escobar in the movie Blow. You see, I don't like problems. He doesn't. Yep. They don't like problems.
He's a good man, but... Whoa!
Yeah, this man, he was an informer, yes.
Yes.
Nick in West... I don't like problems.
Shake my hand, hello.
Nick in Westfield. We're just going to call you El Padroni. Yes.
Going by.
What's up?
Yeah, yo comprendo.
I just wanted to comment on the Patriots draft. I just think that they should draft some speed on defense, and I was thinking up with the front... like maybe draft someone like Cleveland Farrell or Austin Bryant from Clemson. I know Bill likes his schools like the Arkansas, the Bamas, the Ohio States of the world, but I was just thinking that they could do that. And so, you know, you're one of my heroes, buddy. Listening to you.
Every day I bring it. Thank you.
Meet you one day and talk some football with you. That's
That'd be awesome. Yeah, we'll do that at a bar sometime. Sure.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Thanks, Nick.
Wow, Hardy, quick trigger there. You're one of my heroes.
Well, you were so quick to agree with him. I didn't think there was anything left to talk about.
Nah, it's,
he said you're one of my heroes, and he said, that's right, I bring it every day. You two are in lockstep, so I thought we'd move on.
Good. Next.
More Andy Isabella thoughts. He's coming from Andrew in Milton. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to say that, first off, Andy Isabella and Braxton Berrios, they shouldn't be mentioned in the same breath.
Braxton Berrios had 1,100 yards over 4 years, and Andy Isabella had 1,700 last year. So I just want to say I'm a season ticket holder at UMass, so I've seen every snap this kid's played. The lazy comparison is Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola. But I'm telling you, the kid can fly.
He's better.
And he is a little bit of a body catcher, but he reminds me of Brandon Cooks. That's who I think that's his best comparison.
God. No thanks.
Well, you're not blowing my skirt up with that.
No, but I mean, I don't mean no thanks that way, man. Cooks is a good receiver. And here's the thing with Isabella.
Is that what the team needs? Any Brandon Cooks?
Well, I think you need to get if you're really interested in the kid, you get him in a personal workout. And you know where you're going to play him, whether it's slot, whether it's outside. So you're going to run the routes, and you're going to have one of your quarterbacks throwing to him. So you bring him in. A leprechaun out there, huh?
Can we pull the shades? Can we get shades installed on the windows and then leprechaun. Pull them down, please?
Slow leprechaun. But, okay. What are we saying? Isabella. No. So you're going to bring him in the bubble and say, so it's going to be Hoyer, or you're not going to Brady throw. But it's probably going to be Danny Etling. Put the ball where you want, like we want it around his knees, or we want it up high. Or I'm trying to say, what's the quarterback situation at UMass? What type of balls is he catching? What type of routes is he running there?
Yep.
You're going to get him into more ideal, individual specific stuff as far as route running if you're really interested in the kid in the private workout.
All right.
That's what you're going to do.
All right. Brian in Worcester, what do you got for us, Brian?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm going to Vegas for a couple days next week, and
nice.
I don't gamble.
Hardy?
Do you guys – I know, Hardy, you're a big Vegas guy. Do you guys have any suggestions on what to do to occupy my time?
Buffets?
So you don't want to gamble what you're saying.
Do you like Celine Dion?
I'm passionate about Celine, of course.
How long are you going out for?
Thursday to Saturday night.
Jesus. Why are you going? You're not going out there again. You're going
bachelor party.
Oh, well, you're gonna be doing plenty. Do you drink?
I love drinking.
Okay, you're
just
fine.
Don't gamble.
There you go. You're fine.
How about this? Caesar's Palace pool.
Caesar's Palace period.
Pool.
Just go. Yeah, you start at Caesar's. Pick a bar. Hang out. It's gonna be the best time you have hanging out. And then you find another bar and go hang out. It's the best. People watching is just hanging out. There's people. Everyone's there to have a good time. I don't know. Here's my point. You'll be fine. You don't gamble. You'll be fine. You're gonna have a blast.
What about Bellagio, the water show?
You stand out there, watch that if you want to.
They did that Ocean's 11.
Yeah, but you've been to Vegas. You don't gamble a whole lot.
I don't.
Did you have fun?
Had a hell of a time.
Okay, there you go.
Coolest thing about the Caesar's pool, you drink the cans, you let them float in the pool.
Here's what you know about Vegas.
Pool's full of cans.
You have to figure out how to have a good time. The good time finds you. The good time will find you. Don't worry about it. Just have a good time. It'll find you. More of your calls and the new rules in baseball coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they never forget it.
See, someone suggested general public tenderness, and that got Jim and I talking about try a little tenderness and whether we were going to go Otis Redding or The Commitments. I'm like, oh, The Commitments version is really good. Check it. My soul's not feeling it. All right. Yeah, it's a bit sacrilegious.
People tuning in like our show right now be like, what the hell is this crap?
All right, well, if you really want them to say what the hell is this crap, Colin, former intern, has been hanging
out
here
on air
for a long time. I haven't even asked yet.
Doesn't matter. I know what he wants.
He just said to me in the producer's booth, he said...
So is he still smiling? Because he always just said fans are smiling. And he doesn't say anything.
He said...
There he is, smiling.
He said, Jesus Christ. Just give me 2 minutes.
On what?
What do you think?
UMass football.
Yes.
I'm good.
Andy Isabella. Give me 2 minutes on Andy Isabella. Do you want to give him any time at all?
No.
There's zero time.
He better... Do you have something on him? You do. You have something different that's been said. I know he's fast. Okay? I know he's white. I know he's fast.
And he's a body catcher.
Yep.
Invasion of the body catchers.
Put his mic... Jim, do it on Jim's
let's
mic.
Let's do 10 seconds.
Go. What do you got?
We're going to give him 10 seconds. Hold on. Starting 3, 2, 1, go.
Andy Isabella is not a body catcher. He uses his hands.
I had enough.
Brandon Cooks is an awful
catcher.
Oh,
he's actually,
better than Brandon Cooks.
He doesn't
right
actually
now.
Trap the ball.
He's better than Brandon Cooks it? Right now.
He's better than Brandon Cooks. He's going to go in the first round.
Right now. He's better than Brandon Cooks. And I'm not a Brandon Cooks guy.
Go ahead, McCarthy.
You're telling me. And you know what we've done is we've enabled the UMass people. Never, ever enable UMass football people. Cool. Oh, because it's UMass football. Okay, the last thing I need to hear about is James Ahedebo. My brother is a proud UMass graduate. I love UMass. Do I love UMass football? No. No. Don't enable the UMass people. They'll call in and they'll say stuff like that some kid playing wide receiver at the University of Massachusetts is right now better than Brandon Cooks. Give me a break with that.
Well, I think
that's pretty ballsy take.
I think I think it's implied that he could be in his NFL career.
He flat out said he is right now. Nope, he didn't say. He didn't imply. He didn't say potentially he could be. He said he is right now.
And for me,
I understand what you're saying,
Cooks,
Colin.
Who would I rather have right now, Andy Isabella,
over Brandon Cooks?
Over Brandon Cooks, just right. Cheaper.
Okay, go back down South Shore. Tell your mom I said hi.
Okay, yeah. Tell your mom I said we like your mom.
She's a nice woman.
She is a nice woman.
This is why you want to go on air, so his mom can see him on TV.
Whatever.
I know,
all right.
I know his progress.
You made a little boy's wish come true.
That's good.
That's good.
Andy Isabella's not a body catcher.
Making
Andy Isabella's not a body catcher.
We're making dreams come true. That's what we're all about here. Let's go to Kim.
He catches the ball in hands.
Kim in Gloucester. What's up, Kim?
What's up, Kim?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was just wondering, do you think they'll draft a tackle where they got rid of Brown? I know they have Wynn, but... You're going to need a backup.
Yeah.
Do you have any tackles you're looking at in a draft that you might covet?
Yeah, and believe me, Kim, I don't. So you don't have to answer that.
No, I don't really.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But that's why you're calling us. See if we do. Kim, I don't know.
I don't either.
I think it's a defensive-heavy draft, especially in the, you know, where they're going to get a quality player like Isaiah. And I say quality player because Sony Michel, Isaiah Wynn, first-round picks last year. We know how Michel panned
out.
Wynn probably was going to play more than Michelle played, the way that thing was trending in preseason. Then he tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
You know how Felgram, and thank you for the call, Kim. You know how Felgram has to say, do offensive line talk on your own time? Now we're talking offensive line draft talk. Yeah. I say that, do on your own time, and then put it on someone else's own time.
We're not telling Kim to do that.
No, I'm saying two times removed is how I feel about offensive line draft talk. That's how I feel, how removed I am from that.
Three times removed for any prospects coming out of UMass, please. No. Thank you.
McCarthy just, you're really turning into the Dale Carnegie of the Sports Hub. Just winning friends and influencing people. That's
UMass football, man.
Yeah.
UMass football.
It's a thing. Catch the fever.
Technically, it's a thing. Yes. Does it exist? Yes.
Ryan and Woonsocket. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, I called a couple of weeks ago, and I introduced you guys to Hakeem Butler. Zoe pretty much took my take verbatim. But anyways, I wanted to. Zoe, I know you probably got Belichick here. You got to let Belichick draft this guy. I just want to give you quick what I thought about him.
Okay, do it again.
Are you guilty of take theft?
Well, I sort of look at like the top eight or 10 at each position and watch the combine, and he kind of stuck out.
Zolak.
He did stick out to me.
You know,
I apologize if I took your take verbatim.
Listen. When I called, you guys didn't even know who Hakeem Butler was.
Correct.
I told you about.
I don't know a lot of these. Honesty. I'm not a college football guy. I'm a pro football guy. I don't have enough time to go through what all these people do. These football crazies that sit there and watch college football.
Ryan, don't lump me in.
I don't know any of the receivers.
But Ryan, don't lump me in with those guys. I still don't know who he is. So please, don't lump me in.
Anyways, I'm not a crazy college football guy either. But real quick, just what I saw on Hakeem Butler, and I mentioned this 2 weeks ago. Dude, 6'5", biggest hands in the draft. Speed, he runs a 4.49. He has the potential, in my opinion, to be like Calvin Johnson, Julio Jones. Well, has a similar body
size. All I know is this, and maybe you said it first, but then I started to watch some of the stuff, and I looked at the combine, and the NFL Network is live from the combine, and behind them, they had the 4 split screen where they put Kyler Murray's picture up. They put Gary, the kid from Michigan. They had this big defensive tackle from the fast one from Alabama that ran what? The 4.8. The hell's his name? Can't remember right now. And then they had this kid from Iowa State. And I'm like, which one of these things doesn't look right? Mm. So there's Oklahoma, there's Michigan, there's Oklahoma. And no offense, Iowa State, but for one of your 4 guys to be this kid Butler, I'm like, whoa, okay, maybe I got to take a look at him. And that's why I looked in deeper.
Okay. Johnny in New Hampshire. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I love your show. I watch it all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. My dad worked at the Old Garden. My favorite 2 things to go there were for Grateful Dead concerts, because I know you guys are doing music today, and I love the Grateful Dead, and Bruins games. So my take star is wondering what you guys feel about the Grateful Dead of the 80s. And do you guys think that Tuca and the team, the last 3 games, just want to feel your take on that, because Tuca was pulled a couple of games ago and they let in 4 goals last night, and I thought the team played hard, but was it Tuca, was it defense? And I'll hang up and see what you guys have to say about that.
Yeah, I would say that the two of them are related, and that the smell of the Garden inside and a Grateful Dead show is probably much like the smell of the inside of Zdeno Chara's glove after 3 periods and maybe an overtime session in
hockey. That's what I miss. I'll never forget going into the Boston Garden. I remember, I think Shaquille O'Neal was playing for the Orlando Magic at the time. Bird's back was bad, because I want to see Larry Bird play when I first got here. And the smell of the Garden, you could smell popcorn. I don't know if it's like old urine and that musty beer smell that gets stuck in between the rubber mats and oil. And it all came together beautifully, and it smelled like New York when you come out of Madison Square Garden on a subway.
But at a Grateful Dead show, it's patchouli oil. It says stink.
Well, that's a different smell.
The hippies
smell.
It's like a bum.
You smell like bums.
So as far as...
80s, best time ever.
As far as Rask goes...
Their depth is in question right now.
Well,
they're exposed.
They're dealing with a ton of injuries right now, but we were talking about the goaltending situation last night, and there was probably one goal, much like one of the goals the other night against Tuca Tom and I were talking before the show, that he was not impressed with Tuca last night. I'm like, look, when you get bum-rushed at the net and your defense is not helping you at all, and there's a rebound sitting there in the crease, they want a goaltender interference on one of those goals last night, but they weren't going to get it because the defense, once again, hung them out to dry. The defense has been hanging the goaltenders out to dry in these last couple of games. Last night's loss was better than the Pittsburgh loss, and certainly better than the 7-4 beatdown they suffered at... Who the hell
Columbus.
Beat him? Columbus, thank you, against the Blue Jackets. So, again, I'm not trying to paint any kind of a pretty picture here. 3 losses in a row after that streak that they were on is not what I expected from this team, even with the injuries. Because we were saying that they're doing it across all lines. They're scoring goals, and the defense is doing what they're doing. They did look better in last night's loss than they did in the 2 previous losses. But Tuca has not looked great. He is crouching so low on some of those shots. He's getting so low, and he's getting back in the net. He's not coming out to cut down angles.
Remember we started talking about this?
He's playing defensively right now because there's not a lot of defense in front of him.
Remember talking about this when they were hot? It was too hot. And you're looking at, 18 games left? How many are you going to give Tuca? Well, I'd probably give Tuca around 11, give a lock around 8.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.